Minute Push. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden in Maryland this evening at Bowie State University, urging people to get out and vote in tomorrow's midterms, touting the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
Here's what it's going to do. It's going to reduce the cost of everything that folks in Maryland have to pay for every month, from giving Medicare the power to negotiate lower drug prescription prices.
The president telling the crowd our democracy is at risk and it's their moment to defend it. Former President Trump rallying for Ohio Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance in Dayton, Ohio.
Under Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the radical Democrat Congress, the great state of Ohio is under siege. You know that better than anyone.
Trump telling the crowd to stop what he called the radical agenda. They must vote Republican. Another court victory for gun advocates in New York.
For the second time, a federal judge has ruled several parts of New York's new gun law unconstitutional. That includes rules that restrict carrying firearms in public parks, theaters, bars, or places of worship. Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul and state lawmakers rewrote handgun licensing laws after the Supreme Court struck down New York's longtime ban earlier this year. It's not known if the state attorney general's office will appeal the ruling. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
California has settled a lawsuit against a German company stemming from the emissions scandal involving Volkswagen in 2015 and Fiat Chrysler in 2017. German auto supplier Bosch will pay $25 million to settle allegations by the state and California's Air Resources Board. California has said the companies installed defeat devices in nearly 100,000 diesel passenger vehicles sold in California, which made it seem like the vehicles were meeting emissions standards, but they actually polluted at many times the legal limit. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Supreme Court's newest justice has issued her first opinion, dissenting in a death row appeal.
In a short dissent, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson says she would have tossed out lower court rulings and ordered a new look at the case of Deval Chin, an Ohio death row inmate. Chin's attorneys say the state suppressed evidence that could have changed the outcome at the trial. Justice Sonia Sotomayor joined Jackson's dissent. The court has not yet issued any rulings from cases argued in October. It's likely Jackson will write at least one majority opinion from those cases. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Authorities in Iowa are searching for an 18-year-old sex trafficking victim who they say walked away from a women's shelter where she was serving probation after pleading guilty to killing a man she says raped her. Piper Lewis was last seen early Friday morning after cutting off the GPS monitor she was ordered to wear as part of her sentence. Lewis had faced a 20-year prison sentence after pleading guilty last year to involuntary manslaughter and willful injury in the June 2020 killing of 37-year-old Zachary Brooks. You may have to wait longer for a new model of the Apple iPhone.
Apple says COVID-19 restrictions have temporarily impacted production of its iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max assembly at a main facility in China. The Foxconn plant is currently operating at significantly reduced capacity. Apple says it continues to see strong demand for the two models. However, it expects lower shipments and customers will experience longer wait times to buy one of the phones. Apple has already started shifting some production away from China and started making the base iPhone 14 model in India in September. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow added 423. The Nasdaq gained 89. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.